If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
One bad move, bad consequences. But the real bad move happened well before in his heart when, like so many of us, he said to himself that all this success, all this power, was due to himself, not God.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, have you ever watched a chess match? No, not just the run-of-the-mill buddy playing buddy, but the kind that have the time clock, perhaps even an international competition. Well, growing up, it was the lone American, Bobby Fischer, going up against the Russians, Boris Spassky and Anatoly Karpov, and then another Russian dominated the scene, Garry Kasparov. There was an excitement to these matches that drew the attention of the whole world. Everyone knew that in the end, nothing of the world was impacted, but yet everyone was watching who might make that one bad move that would lead to the loss. In fact, these geniuses were so well matched that they probably knew each of their own moves and their opponent's moves before the game started. In fact, in one tournament between Karpov and Kasparov, the two Russians, well, they had 40 draws. No bad moves, just even. But in many things in life, not just chess or sports, but life itself, business and hobbies, playing the stock market, or climbing mountains. Even in marriage, one bad move can lead to disaster. So how does that work? Do we need to be perfect? Always win or at least draw? Or like the golfer, is there always a mulligan? We're going to talk about bad moves made by two good kings of Judah today on Wings of the Morning. These bad moves devastated them. But yet, we have good news. And right now, Phillips, Craig, and Dean turn us toward that good news, that one single light.
The question, what am I searching for? And in this world of disappointment, every soul is reaching out for something pure, something right, something perfectly bright. There is one single light in a world of darkness, one single light. It's just a word, but when you call the name of Jesus, in an instant he is there with open arms to rescue you, to see you through. He's the way, the truth. There is one single light in a world of darkness. his name. Jesus is his name. Yeah. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Eternal Father God, with us. One single light in a world of darkness. One single light in a world of gray. One single light shines through the night. Jesus is his name. Is the one single light in a world of darkness. One single light in a world of gray. One single light shines through the night. Jesus is his name.
Jesus, one single light.
Jesus is his name.
In the book of 2 Chronicles in the Bible, chapters 25 and 26, we read about two kings, Amaziah and Uzziah, who each reigned a goodly number of years, Amaziah 29 and Uzziah 52. But their reigns were a mixed bag of results. In chapter 25, verse 1, it says, Amaziah was 25 years old when he became king. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, but not wholeheartedly. But not wholeheartedly. What was that about? Well, the coming verses give us several hints. First, when he was putting together an army to go and take Edom back, those descendants of Esau, Jacob's brother, who had caused trouble for Israel throughout her existence, he not only recruited among the men of Judah, but also hired 100,000 men from Israel. Then in verse 7, it says, But a man of God came to him and said, O king, these troops from Israel must not march with you, for the Lord is not with Israel, not with any of the people of Ephraim. Even if you go and fight courageously in battle, God will overthrow you before the enemy, for God has the power to help or to overthrow. Even as Amaziah asked about what he had already paid them, that is, those soldiers from Israel, the prophet said, Well, the Lord can give you much more than that. So Amaziah made a bad move by the hire, and even though he let them keep their pay as he dismissed them, you know what they did? They went and raided Judean villages all the way home. Bad move, bad consequences. The real question was why he would align himself with worshipers of false gods in the first place and expect God to aid him. Then, even as he gained the victory over the Edomites, verse 25:14 says that he returned to Jerusalem, bringing back the gods of Edom and set them up as his own gods, bowed down to them and burned sacrifices to them. The Lord sent another prophet to him, asking him why he would worship the gods of those he had defeated. He just told this prophet, shut up. In the end, over the next few years, Amaziah turned further and further from God until he was defeated by Israel and chased out of Jerusalem and then murdered. His one bad move was not that hiring, but his unwillingness to move wholeheartedly toward God, and he paid dearly. Then there's Uzziah, you know, the one that the prophet Isaiah says in chapter 6 of his book, In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of him filled the temple. Chapter 26:4 says, He did, that is King Uzziah, did right in the eyes of the Lord. But it goes on to say, as long as he sought the Lord, God gave him success. As long as, what was that about? Well, the account goes on to say that Uzziah became famous and very powerful, conquering the Philistines, Arabs, the Maonites, the Ammonites, and all those otherites. He built towers and dug wells with many, many people working in his vast fields. Pretty heady stuff. But in verse 16, it says, but after Uzziah became powerful, his pride led to his downfall. He was unfaithful to the Lord, his God. That's when it happened. He decided he didn't need to follow God's law. He didn't need God's appointed priest. He didn't need to be consecrated. He went into the temple himself and started to offer incense. And when the priests tried to stop him, he got absolutely enraged. Then all of a sudden, on his face, out on his forehead, leprosy broke out. And he, with the assistance of everyone, rushed out of the temple. From that day on, he lived not in his own palace, but by himself, unable to be in public, even to rule or to go to the temple. One bad move, bad consequences. But the real bad move happened well before, in his heart, when, so like many of us, he said to himself that all his success, all his power was due to himself, not God. So what's the solution? We all fall short of God's glory. We all let pride enter our hearts. Well, God knows this, and he sent his son to die in our place, to forgive us of all our bad moves, small and great. But you know what? It takes something. You must humble yourself and ask Jesus to come in. And that's about that heart. Amaziah was not wholehearted toward him. Uzziah had pride in his heart. But you can right now turn your heart over to him. So why don't you? Why don't you pray with me? Dear Jesus, I am sorry for all my sin and pride, all those bad moves. Please come in and forgive me and make my heart clean. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME or write me at our website at Sunday Breakfast Mission, all three words, sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.